The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. I'm your host, Joe DeYoung. Today is Monday, October 19th, 2020. Today, I have another guest on my show today. He is the state representative of Wyoming, Michigan, and he is also the owner of Brand's Steakhouse and Grill. And he is also a politician. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Tommy Brand. Good afternoon, Tommy. How are you doing today?
Joe, good to be on the Joe Show. I love that Joe Show. It's got a good rhyme to it, so.
Hey, thank you very much. Hey, it's lovely for you to be on my show, you know?
Thank you.
Long time no see.
I know. I saw you a couple, I think last week, at my restaurant, and I always love talking with you.
Thank you. You know what? I think I was at the restaurant with Tanis and Mindy.
Right.
That was on a Friday. Maybe it was like 1 or 2 weeks, maybe 2 weeks ago.
I think it was probably right, maybe. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I think it was 2 weeks ago.
And Jenny, your aunt's worked for me for 49 years. She's one of the best people I've ever met.
Well, so 49 years. That's
44 years. 44 years.
Oh, 44. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a long time.
I know.
She's definitely a long time.
She's a good woman. You got a great aunt there. She loves you very much.
Well, you know what? She's also a waitress too.
Yes.
So she keeps an eye on things too.
She does.
And so why do you want to be reelected, and what are your goals for folks with special needs?
Well, I'm really good at this job. I always think of myself as a small businessman first and a politician second, and I take my restaurant to Lansing every day because my restaurant's a blue-collar restaurant, and I want to be reelected because taking my restaurant to Lansing, I've learned so many things. I'll give you a fast example. I had a homeless person come in my restaurant, and he was drunk, sadly. He came in at night, cold winter night, and he stripped down to his underwear in the men's room. He was going to sleep overnight, and it was a really sad story, Joe. And I got him dressed, and got him to Mel Trotter. And a lot of my colleagues in Lansing didn't see that. The next day morning, when I went back, they didn't see that sadness in life. So this is what makes me good at the job, to see the sadness and happiness of Brand's restaurant and to take to Lansing. And I fought for it. I got $2 more per bedding for shelters for homeless people. So that's why I want to get reelected, because I'm darn good at this job.
Well, you know what? You sure sound like it, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
So how does your work in Lansing connect with all abilities?
Well, my work in Lansing, I want to be on the DHHS. It's a $26 billion budget. I'm not on that budget, but indirectly, with all abilities, disabilities, and we're working with helping people out that have been thrown a curveball in life and are still strong. Sometimes people with disabilities, I don't look at it being disabled. They're actually stronger than some of us in Lansing are. They overcome some tough things in life and become stronger than a Tommy Brand or some of my colleagues. So, but I do know that we have to work, and there's been a lot of great laws passed, like Senator Dole passed the ADA, which before at Tommy Brand's, you didn't have to have a ramp for wheelchairs. And under Bob Dole, this is years ago, passed, so restaurants had, businesses had, and it's a good law. I mean, you know why it's a good law? Two things. It's a good law because it helps people that needs help. Second of all, it gives us more business too, so.
Definitely gives you good business.
Yes.
Because you provide that.
You're too. Right.
And you're a good businessman.
Well, thanks, Joe.
Hey, you're welcome. So what kind of legislations are you introducing to help those with disabilities?
Well, I don't have any specific legislation. I don't want to mislead you. I really want to introduce in the school system entrepreneurship, so the Joe Show, Joe DeYoung, could learn about entrepreneur. Maybe someday you have your own business. I want people to learn how to start their own business. There's a lot of businesses that started in garages. Amway, Steve Jobs, Nike tennis shoes. Phil Knight started selling them out of his trunk of his car. I want to give the kids hope. The kids that are disabled maybe don't have that hope that they can start their own business, and kids that aren't. So that's the legislation that hopefully we get done this year.
I hope it does get done this year, too, because if you want to start a business, you got to have, correct me if I'm wrong here, I think you got to have a business license.
You're right on. You'd be a good state rep. You do have to have a business license, but you have to have, of course, a little money. But you'd be surprised. You don't have to have $80 million to start a business. I mean, Myers didn't start with 40 trucks. They started with one truck. Two men in a truck. There was one lady that Mary Ellen Sheets had started it, you know, with one truck and with one idea, and now look at all the trucks around. So yeah, it's just, I want to give these kids hope that they can do it.
Cool. So why was it so important that you wanted to provide training for people with special needs?
Well, I mean, I've heard special needs. And to me, they do me a favor. My restaurant, first of all, they're loyal. They appreciate their job more. And they show up for work. And all three of those are really great assets for a person that's not disabled. But truthfully, people that aren't disabled sometimes don't appreciate a job like a special needs person does, and that's what makes me appreciate them more. So I don't act, when I hire a special needs person, I don't act like I'm doing them a favor, because really they're doing me a favor, and that's the truth.
Well, it is the truth though, but this year there's probably not going to be any job site at your restaurant this year, I don't think.
It's the pandemic has hurt our restaurant business probably the most of any businesses in the country, Joe. You're so wise on that, and so we have about one half of our staff back, because we're not doing the business like we used to do. So that has hurt, but there are. It's things I've gone past, and there's signs like Burger King, Culver's. There are hiring people, so there's some good signs coming. We have a strong country. Look at you, Joe. You're such a strong human being. You're a weightlifter. You've overcome a lot in life. You're part of our country being strong. So I'm confident we're going to come back.
Well, you know what? I mean, I do feel confident that we're going to come back, because with the way things are right now, I mean, with some restaurants using ghost kitchens, they're probably going to be moving forward in life when this whole pandemic's over with.
That's another great wisdom, Joe Scholl. Because, Joe, you have to be innovative. I mean, you have to change. I mean, when you're a small businessman, you have to change your, like, for instance, chicken salads. If you told me brands would have a chicken salad in 1960 when everybody was eating hamburgers and burgers, I would say no way. But now we have chicken salad, we have salmon. So things do change. And if anybody knows that, you do, Joe, because you've had to adapt and innovate and reinvent yourself many times. And I think special needs people always have to do that. That's why they're strong people.
They're definitely strong people, you know, including me. For someone that's visually impaired, I don't let my disabilities stop me.
I know you don't.
Too.
You really appreciate music too, don't you?
Yeah, I appreciate music.
I know. We talked about that in the past at the bar. So
yeah, we did. So what have you learned from your trainees at Brands?
Well, I've learned how loyal they are. I learn some of my trainees, they call me boss, or yes, boss. It's one person, actually Joe, cleanup person. I'm not used to people calling me boss, but I sort of get a kick out of that. So I've learned that they just respect the jobs sometimes more than just people that are not disabled or not just not special needs.
Right, because you had someone at Brands named Joe Payton working there too, if I'm correct.
I believe you're right, yeah. I've been in business 49 years, Joe, so we've had a lot of people. And I'm proud to have like Jermaine and Jenny and workers that have been with me 44 years, 30 years, Lori. I'm proud they're, you know, I always say, I try not to be corny, you know, being a politician, you can be corny, but they're family. And this is like your Aunt Jenny is part of our brand family.
That's right. She was a part of the brand's family. But you know what? I'm a part of it too.
Yes, you are. Yeah. Yes, you are.
So have you hired anyone at Brands with special needs and why?
Oh, yes, we have in the past. And why?
Yeah.
Because we need a position filled. Again, in my case, special needs people are... they're doing me a favor, and I hire them not to be a martyr, not to say, hey, I'm a great guy. I hire them because they do the job and they care about the job. I know Studio 28, they've been really hit hard. This Celebration Cinema now it's called, and the movie theater, and Emily Lokes, you should interview her sometime. She's really hired a lot of special needs people, taking tickets, and but you do it because you, again, they're doing you a favor. They're great workers and they're great people.
That's right, they are. You know, like me, I'm also a great worker, too.
When anybody that lifts weights and has a discipline to stay in shape like you do, that's good work ethic.
Well, it truly is a good work ethic, though. But, you know, I can't go back to my favorite gym anymore.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm right now, the way I'm lifting weights, Joe, is I bought 4 gallons of water, and I do curls with that. So you have to, again, like you've reinvented yourself many times because God's throwing you 2 curveballs. This pandemic has thrown my little curveball, not compared to yours, but for lifting weights. So now I'm using gallons of water to lift weights with. So.
You like the water jugs?
It works too.
Yeah, they're plastic though.
Yeah, sometimes my wife gets mad at me because they start leaking on the carpet.
She'll get over it.
Yeah, she will. She will.
Oh man, that's really cool.
Thank you.
So you're welcome, man. So, so right now, are there any current legislations to help those with disabilities?
Well, there's nothing specifically I know of. I know like there's a pro jobs bill, which is helping people in college look at junior college and high school. College is not the answer for everybody. Like I didn't go to college. I was a C average student in high school. I learned it by my dad teaching me a hard work ethic, show up on time, and just work hard. I had to work hard because I wasn't that bright. So right now we're looking at pro jobs, which is actually trains people, special needs or people without special needs, just to look at the welding job or the plumbing job. I mean, again, college is not always the answer, and you can make a great living at these jobs, and we need these jobs filled. So that's something that we budgeted some money and made sure that budget was in there this year.
Yeah, because if we don't have these jobs filled, then I mean it's not gonna probably I don't think it's gonna do good for the economy.
No, I mean we need the plumbers, the welders, electricians, and we need more of them. And that's a good job. It's a pro jobs bill is a good bill, and I support that.
Well, thank you. You know what? I'm with you right there.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome, because I mean, I've known you for a long time, and you know, and I've been going to your restaurant as long as I can remember.
Yeah, I know. I remember you just a little kid coming in. Yes, so yeah, I mean, life goes by so fast, as you probably found. I'm 68 years old now, and how old's the Joe Show? How's Joe?
Well, right now I am 27 years old.
No, that's a young.
Yeah, and you did an interview with WKTV back in 2017, if I remember. Because I found it on YouTube.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah, it's called. It's from WKTV Videos.
Sure.
You found a. I think you were somewhere out in Lansing. It was across the street from Fat Man's.
Okay.
And if I remember correctly, you said that there was. You found a girl that was. Well, this was another sad story, but she was eating food. Well, I think she was eating from a garbage.
Yep.
And you went over to her and said, "No, you can't do this. You can't do that. It'll get you. It's gonna make you sick." So you took her in. You took her into the restaurant,
right?
And got her some coffee, and you called the Wyoming police. And you, and I think Aaliyah, who was the bar. Yeah, was it Aaliyah?
Yeah, Leah, the bartender.
Yeah, yes. Because she went home and got some shoes for her. And she went to Trotter's.
Yep. Yeah, you're doing a great job on that. Yeah, she was eating out of the dumpster at Fat Man's, and I had to go to Dollar Store because I ran out of pancake mix. So I stopped by her and told her, "Come back. I mean, you can't. You're gonna get food poisoning." So she didn't want to come in the restaurant. It was winter day too, and you know why, Joe? Because she didn't have any shoes.
Yeah, and especially it's cold out too.
Yeah, but very cold. But she wanted to respect our, no shoes, no service. But I don't care. It's my restaurant. So I said, "My restaurant, you come in with no shoes." And we got her some coffee, pancakes, some breakfast, and then I took her to Mel Trotter. That was a sad story.
Yeah. Hey, well, thank you for being on my show today. Before we go, is there anything you'd like to add to the conversation?
Well, Joe, I just think you're a strong human being that's had to overcome some adversities in life, but that hasn't held you back. And I'd love to see the Joe Show keep growing, and someday you get some commercials on it so the Joe Show can subsidize itself. And that's how entrepreneurship works. So go Joe Show.
You're right. That's how entrepreneur works.
That's right. That's right, Joe. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, you know what? My pleasure. Well, I guess that about wraps up today's show or today's episode. Excuse me. I hope you all enjoyed it, and if you did, please don't forget to share, like, subscribe, and comment down below. And if you want to listen to the show, you can find it, and you can find it on Facebook, and it is. It's Facebook at The Whole Picture Podcast. It's The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. It's anchor.fm. And I'll see you all next week, Monday, October 26th, with another episode. We have some other ones coming up. And please take care of yourselves, wash your hands. And until next time, peace.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.